Good morning. We're continuing to tell you the Shabbos. We're learning Klaltes, Simon Zion, and today's shir is sponsored anonymously. It's exclusive for those with the Shidduchim. So we left off raising the question, what is the interface between the Psik Resha and Melacha Shenetzicha L'Gufa? And this is true when you're discussing a Psik Resha, D'lo Nichalei, and even a Psik Resha, which is Nichalei. Is there an overlap between that and Melacha Shenetzicha L'Gufa? The impetus behind the question is the Gemara says that Rav Shimon is martyred by Psik Resha D'Nichalei, at least that a person is going to be Chayiv. Rav Shimon holds Melacha Shenetzicha L'Gufa is Potter. So how do we understand that? Let's understand the question. We'll use the example of a Psik Resha, a person who's dragging a sofa over bare earth, which is soft. So a person who wants to drag a chair across soft earth, it's not for sure he's going to be making a charitz, it's going to be making some type of a furrow on the ground, some type of a ditch. So it's not a psik resha, it's going to be mutter. If the item that one is dragging is so heavy, or the ground which one is dragging on is so soft, that it is inevitable that one is making a charitz, one is making a furrow, so it's usher to drag it. Now, the person is not doing it for the purpose of the furrow, and the person is not planning to use the furrow afterwards. So that sounds suspiciously similar to the case of digging a hole, not to use the hole, just to use the dirt. Here a person is digging a furrow, which sounds very much like digging a hole, not to use the hole. He's doing it to move a sofa. So what's the difference between digging a hole to use the dirt and digging a hole to move a sofa? That's really what it boils down to. So Tosis actually does seem to indicate that there's an overlap between Malacha Shenetzicha L'Gufa and Psik Resha. Specifically, Psik Resha D'lo Nichalei, because over there, for sure, you have no intent to use the result that is being produced. So that is definitely Malacha Shenetzicha L'Gufa. You have no use for that hole. That's exactly like the case of a person digging a hole, which has no use for the hole, just for the dirt. But however, there are those who say that the parallel is incorrect. So how do we understand that opinion? So let's think like this. What's the chiddush of Malacha Shenetzicha L'Gufa? Person is doing a malacha with intent to do he's digging a hole intentionally. He's intentionally doing the malacha of chayfer. But since we say that the malacha is defined not only by the action, but also by the purpose, and he's saying it's not to be used purposely as a hole, he is not going to be chayfer for the malacha. He's actively thinking about the definition of the malacha, what its purpose is, and saying, I do not want it for that purpose. I want it for a different purpose. When a person is dragging the sofa, in contrast, the person is not thinking about the hole at all. He's not saying, oh, I'm making a hole and I don't want the hole. He's not thinking about the hole. So it's better in halacha, in case a person is actively thinking about the hole and saying, I don't want it, is better in halacha when the person is not thinking about the hole at all. So a person is not thinking about the hole at all, and he ends up with a hole, and since it's inevitable to make a hole, we say he's agreeable to make a hole. So we could argue that that's called, he's been mechaben for the hole, even though he hasn't actively been mechaben for the hole, but he hasn't actively been mechaben, not for the hole. He hasn't thought about the hole at all. So, but since Psik Resha gives it a halacha as if the person was mechaben, so it comes out he was mechaben for the hole. Whereas in the case of Melacha Shenetzicha L'Gufa, he actively thought about the hole and said, no, I don't need the hole. So that is better in Melacha Shenetzicha L'Gufa than Psik Resha D'Nichalei. Psik Resha D'lo Nichalei, we already pointed out, according to everybody, is the Rabbanon, and they're not better. But Psik Resha D'Nichalei can be chayiv, even though Melacha Shenetzicha L'Gufa is going to be part of the Rosh Hashanah. Have a good day.